Hi. Today I wanted to read to you from The Greek Myths by Robert Graves. And we will be attempting to get through chapter 18, Aphrodite's Nature and Deeds. I have a G-spot vibrator inserted. And I just turned it on. It's on a low setting. Aphrodite could seldom be persuaded to lend the other goddesses her magic girdle, which made everyone fall in love with its wearer. For she was jealous of her position. Zeus had given her in marriage to Hephaestus, the lame smith god, but the true father of the three children with whom she presented him, Phoebus, Deimos, and Harmonia, was Ares, the straight-limbed, impetuous, drunken, and quarrelsome god of war. Hephaestus knew nothing of the deception until one night, the lovers stayed on too long together in bed at Ares' Thracian palace. And Helios, as he rose, saw them at their sport and told tales to Hephaestus. Hephaestus angrily retired to his forge and hammered out a bronze hunting net, fine as gossamer, but quite unbreakable, which he secretly attached to the posts and sides of his marriage bed. He told Aphrodite, who returned from Thrace, all smiles, explaining that she had been away on business at Corinth. "Pray excuse me, dear wife. I'm taking a short holiday on Lemnos, my favorite island." Aphrodite did not offer to accompany him, and when he was out of sight, sent hurriedly for Ares, who soon arrived, and the two went merrily to bed, but at dawn found themselves entangled in the net, naked, and unable to escape. Hephaestus, turning back from his journey, surprised them there and summoned all the gods to witness his dishonor. He then announced that he would not release his wife until the valuable marriage gifts which he had paid her adoptive father Zeus were restored to him. Up ran the gods to watch Aphrodite's embarrassment, but the goddesses, from a sense of delicacy, stayed in their houses. Apollo, nudging Hermes, asked, "You wouldn't mind being in Ares' position, would you? Net and all?" Hermes swore by his own head that he would not. Even if there were three times as many nets, and all the goddesses were looking on with disapproval. Ooh. Ooh. At this, both gods laughed uproariously, but Zeus was so disgusted that he refused to hand back the marriage gifts or to interfere in a vulgar dispute between a husband and wife, declaring that Hephaestus was a fool to have made the affair public. Poseidon, who at the sight of Aphrodite's naked body had fallen in love with her, concealed his jealousy of Ares and pretended to sympathize with Hephaestus. "Since Zeus refuses to help," he said, "I will undertake that Ares, as a fee for his release, pays the equivalent of the marriage gifts in question." That is all very well, Hephaestus replied gloomily. But if Ares defaults, you will have to take his place under the net. In Aphrodite's company? Apollo asked, laughing. I cannot think that Ares will default, Poseidon said nobly. But if he should do so, I'm ready to pay the debt and marry Aphrodite myself. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. So, Ares was set at liberty and returned to Thrace. And Aphrodite went to Paphos, where she renewed her virginity in the sea. Alright. Flattered by Hermes' frank confession of his love for her. Aphrodite presently spent a night with him, the fruit of which was Hermaphroditus, a double-sexed being, and, equally pleased by Poseidon's intervention on her behalf, she bore him two sons, Rhodus and Eriphyllus. Needless to say, Ares defaulted, pleading that if Zeus would not pay, why should he? In the end, nobody paid, because Hephaestus was madly in love with Aphrodite and had no real intention of divorcing her. Later, Aphrodite yielded to Dionysus and bore him Priapus, an ugly child with enormous genitals. It was Hera who had given him this obscene appearance and disapproval of Aphrodite's promiscuity. He is a gardener and carries a pruning knife.
Switch toys. Ah!
Zeus never lay with his adopted daughter Aphrodite, as some say that he did. The magic of her girdle put him under constant temptation, and at last he decided to humiliate her by making her fall desperately in love with a mortal. This was the handsome Anchises, king of the Dardanians, a grandson of Aeolus. And one night, when he was asleep in his herdsman hut on Trojan Mount Ida, Aphrodite visited him in the guise of a Phrygian princess. Phrygian? Anyway, she was wearing a dazzlingly red robe and lay with him on a couch spread with skins of bears and lions while bees buzzed drowsily about them. When they parted at dawn, she revealed her identity and made him promise not to tell anyone that she had... that she... Okay, well, we made it about 2 pages this time. So we did great, I think. Oh, okay.